that?
Who? Well, it's
who?
Just written down. I've had it here for years now.
Well, you do it very here. Well.
Thank you.
All right, have a great weekend.
And you and
bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Weekend starts here.
Yours does it too. Or yours does too, as far as we're concerned. And we have Nick Harper playing live on the show. A treat in about 20 minutes' time. And usual numbers apply, 0500 288 291. Email janice.long at bbc.co.uk and text 88 291. And Nick Harper, who will be, well, here, there and everywhere in Birmingham this weekend, and here, there and everywhere generally anyway, is my guest on the show today, playing live. And I have to be totally honest, completely ignorant to Nick and his work until I saw him at the Moseley Folk Festival a couple of months back and just thought he was absolutely astonishing, and said to him after he'd come off stage, oh, please, please come and appear on my Radio 2 show, which, of course, he is doing. And we do have 5 signed copies of Treasure Island to give away, so make sure you're paying attention. And if you do have any questions to put to Nick, feel obliged to do so through that usual line of communication. Some of you have already done that. Here's Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. And Born in the USA. Just to remind you, Nick Harper playing live in 5-10 minutes time, and questions pouring in, which is great. So just to remind you, it's 0500 288 291, email janice.long at bbc.co.uk, text 88 291, and we have 5 signed copies of Treasure Island to give away, and a pair of tickets to a gig of your choice. And well, he's appearing at Birmingham Saturday, Manchester on the 15th, Nottingham 16th, York 17th, Greenock, Greenock 19th, Edinburgh 20th, Glasgow 21st, Carlisle 22nd, 25th doing Poole, 29th Swindon, 30th London, and then the 16th of November, you can see him in Birkenhead. So any of those dates you can have a pair of tickets for. Jimi Hendrix, The Wind Cries Mary. And thank you for the lovely stuff about Sparks and all of the live music that we've been having on the show, and a veritable festival of stuff coming up, and I'll remind you of it later.
This would be easier if you'd understand.
Badly Drawn Boy, and Nothing's Gonna Change Your Mind. So yes, Nick Harper shortly. Next week we have the Dears, Vega 4, we've got South coming on, Duke Special, Deals, Mr. Fogg, Snowfight in the City Centre, Marina Palo, which we'll be doing in front of an audience at Maida Vale, Vijay Kishore, we're going to the CMA Awards, well, we're not, Bob Harris will be there, I'll be talking to somebody, Air Traffic, Radio 4, The Long Blondes, John Power, The Be Good Tanyas, Hazy James, Gomez, The Tellies, Jack Severetti, Vincent and the Villains, The Ordinary Boys, Kate Havnevik, ex-Roysop, and 6 Day Riot, and In Negotiations, Believe You Me, with The World and His Wife, and We'll Get Them.
Comedy for Saturdays on BBC Radio 2.
I had actually mugged recently, can you believe that? I thought, what do I do here? Well, it was obvious what to do with it. He talked me through the process as much as he was a user-friendly mugging, to be fair to him. We both knew our roles.
Out to Lunch is an hour-long entertainment show featuring the hottest comedy talent from around the UK, performing stand-up, sketches, character monologues and music.
All I had was a fiver, right? And I gave it to him. The guy said, that's not enough, mate. I thought, well, this is not a good moment. Well, I'm sorry if you feel I ripped you off in some way.
Saturday lunchtime from 1.
If any consolation, I'm a bit disappointed with the transaction as well.
Cool. To Lunch, BBC Radio 2.
My word, it's not a lucky night for either of us, is it?
And on the show next week, we have Duels, and this is Once in the Night. Duels and Once in the Night. So I'm going to gather my bits and pieces and do a hop, skip and a jump and catch up with Nick Harper after this. It's Soft Cell and Torch. Soft Cell and Torch. Gosh, that brings back so many memories. So there I was a couple of weeks, well, more than a couple of weeks ago, and I think I've told you about this, the Moseley Folk Festival, and I was absolutely blown away by Nick Harper, and I have to own up to being completely ignorant to Nick and his work, but just sat there on this grassy log going, God, this guy's an absolute genius, and had the privilege to meet Nick backstage and said, oh, I'd love you to come on my show. And as it turns out, well, Birmingham's your weekend here.
Here I am.
You're here, and you're in Birmingham. You're at the Mac Centre on Saturday evening, but also at this lovely organic place, cafe.
I know,
That's
that
opened in King's Heath in York Road.
Yeah.
And I happened to go in for the first time, because it had just opened and people were talking about it. And went down, and they said that that you were going to be turning out there as well.
Like so a bad penny.
A Birmingham time for you. Anyway, how are you?
Very good.
Good.
Yep, super.
Well, from the moment I mentioned that, discovered you late, but it went mad. People just saying, oh, thank God, somebody's, into Nick Harper.
Yeah, that's my family.
Myriad emails. Well, talking about family, I mean, you must have had an interesting childhood. Who was in your kitchen?
In my kitchen? Well, contrary to popular belief, it was probably my mum mostly.
Yeah.
And me. But, yeah, we had a few strange house guests, house visitors. Most of them welcome. I suppose it was different, but I didn't know it was any different to any of my mates, really, for quite a while. It took me a while to cotton on that I could get some extra kudos and the extra confection at the tuck shop if I dropped a few names.
Really?
Yeah.
And did it work?
In the end, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
For those people who don't know, your dad, Roy Harper. At what point did you realise that you got this talent and that you could do it?
Well, I'm still working on it, really. I guess there was always a guitar lying around when Dad was away, and I just bashed around on it, and I got a lot of pleasure from it, you know. Ooh. I didn't know how to tune it, so I just hammered it with my right hand. And it was more of a, that's how I developed this percussive sort of style, I think.
Which is amazing.
Well, and I suppose I'm still exploring it, you know, I'm still pushing.
So each day do you learn something new?
Yeah, I guess every time I pick up the guitar there's a possibility of going somewhere new, yeah.
But when you were a kid, what kind of music were you listening to? Were you listening to the radio and listening to, I don't know, Radio 1 or your local commercial or what?
I think, well, music is probably a lot more pervasive now than it was then. And you had to sort of go out and seek a little bit more, which is the sort of area I'm at now. People have to go and find me, like you had the happy accident. But back then it was, there was little else for youngsters to get into, really. But you did have to go and, you know, purposely put, you know, the radio on to find out what you liked, or Big Brother or whatever it was. I'm talking family there, not TV shows. So the first single I bought was Single Bed by Fox.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. But I'd already been contaminated with Frank Zappa, Led Zeppelin, Crosby, Stills and Nash, all sorts, Brahms Violin Concerto,
ooh,
which was all stuff that my dad had, you know, a bit of Bach here and there, lots of Led Zepp.
Oh, Led Zepp. Because I was talking to somebody the other day, and they assumed, because they were saying, who was your radio inspiration here? Why did you get into radio? There wasn't anybody. It was the youth club. It was being a kid, youth club. The lads were into Led Zepp. The girls that I met were into Motown. Mm. And then it was delving into all of those things, buying The Enemy. Nothing to do with radio. Record shops, rooting around, buying, taking a risk.
Yeah.
And liking some stuff and not liking other things.
But now I think I tend to run away from it quite a lot.
Do you?
Well, it's in lifts and it's in supermarkets. Ooh. And it's like, and it's all going in there. I find myself playing, you know, Kylie that creeps into one of my songs, or Liberty X or something daft, you know, which is all wrong, really. It shouldn't happen, but I guess I just soak it all up and it comes out somewhere. Ooh. So quite a bit of the time I find myself hiding away with my guitar and trying to, you know, discover what's in my own bubble, you know, rather than what's being pumped at me.
But is there an album that you always return to? Do you have an iPod?
No.
But is there an album that when you go home or if you bung something on in the guitar, in the car, what is it that you would always listen to?
I couldn't name one, no. But I could probably name 20, which is probably quite a small number for a lot of people.
And is that a constant 20, or would it change?
Get new members of the Elite Club every now and again. But I think I find who really inspires me, really lights my fire in a certain area. And, you know, I try other things, I try other flavours, but it always is that. And like I said, Brahms' Violin Concerto is one of the best pieces of music ever written, I think, in any genre. And
who introduced you to that?
Well, it was there. It was just in the record collection, and I stuck it on. You know, I think we didn't have a record player for a while at our house, so I used to go around to the neighbours and say, can I play this, you know? And it was Brahms, you know, and they must have thought I was a right weirdo, I suppose.
But that kid from down the road.
So, yeah, exactly. Hair down to his shoulders, you know.
Well, you're here to play some music for us, and what are you going to play first?
I was going to start with something called Love Junkie.
Okay, thank you.
I'm overflowing, I got myself going. I think I might be blowing a thermostat. I'm wearing out the floor between the places I face to and the space my face is at. But I'm not staying in. Killing time in a 10-gallon hat. I'm going out to play, cause I don't want my muscles to turn to fat. I'm a mutant monkey and pre-programmed. Mother Nature's flunky, a chemistry set, making everything funky. All I really am is a love junkie. Love junkie. And then became the prize experiment. I can't remember if I'm coming from or going to where I wanna go, or if I swear I gave my soul or I went. But I know where I am when I need me, and I won't let me live my life any less. And every time I come out to play, I confess I'm a mutant monkey and pre-programmed. Mother Nature's flunky, a chemistry set, making everything funky. All I really am is a love junkie.
Oh, was just incredible to watch, and the guitar playing and the voice, it's just magnificent. Nick Harper, and that is Love Junkie. And, Steve Dinsdale says, the age of the finely crafted song is back. Such a pleasure to hear Nick on the airwaves reaching out to a new audience. The man is supremely talented, as anyone who has seen him live will testify, and Jan. And Malcolm Fisher, just dived out of bed to cop a listen to Nick Harper. Do give him my regards and tell him that I saw him perform yonks ago in Nottingham with his old dad at the Nottingham Playhouse. My eldest son loves Nick and buys his albums. I like Roy, as I'm the same age, and I used to follow Roy all over the country, and on it goes. But lovely stuff there.
Do we owe him money?
Hey?
Do we owe him money?
I think so. Oh, right. I'm tossing it up. Bill at the end.
Okay.
Cinnamon, I think I heard you say that Nick Harper is on your show, so I've rushed back to my computer to send this. If he doesn't think it's cheeky of me to send a request, I wonder if you could convince him to play Crazy Boy. It's my favourite, one of his songs, so there you go. Glad you have Nick on. Been a long time coming. Get this man on Jules Holland sometime, if you can. He will blow everyone away, and that comes from Craig Bennett, which brings me to the point, I don't think there's enough music on telly. There is later, but that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, live music, yeah.
It's a show.
Real music.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it could be, you know, stuff that's been around for a while, or brand new stuff. There's loads of it there.
Yeah.
And people who go, oh, well, there's nothing around.
Yeah.
That's because they don't know.
No, that's right.
And it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, those... you can remember iconic moments, like on the Tube and... was it a show called The White Room, was it? On
yes.
Channel 4, and it's the first time I saw Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
And live music is much more gripping than...
It's fantastic.
It's
my hobby, and it's...
Being right there at that moment is great. And I saw him, and I thought, God, that is a star there.
Ooh.
He was absolutely gripping. And, in a video, it doesn't quite come across the same, does it,
Well, I think, there's an element of soul, hopefully.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is lost on the way, isn't it, And
the
you see that
performance.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, that's what's great about festivals. And I've probably been to festivals where you've been playing, but you're probably trekking across trying to catch somebody else. And you miss stuff. But you do come across things, and that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And, we hear it with later people coming across, not necessarily because it's new, but they've not been, privy to it beforehand. When you wore your kilt at your Edinburgh gig a few years ago, where you were true Scotsman, this is David Lodge.
That's David Lodge, is it? Okay. Well,
where are you?
I had no underwear on, if that's what
okay.
you mean. I'm afraid I am true English.
Has anybody ever covered one of your songs before? And if not, would you like someone to do one? And if so, which song?
I did a gig. I did the Beautiful Days Festival down in Escott, down in Devon, which is, in my opinion, one of the very best.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a new song there, and Maddie Pryor came up after
and
said, "I want to do that one on my next album." So hopefully, yeah. So I think that might be the first. I'm probably offending someone now by saying that. I think that would be the first.
And I wonder if it would go the other way, where you subliminally, absorb Kylie or Liberty X, that somebody might absorb Nick Harper.
Well.
Be great, wouldn't it?
Let's live in hope on that one.
When you read the beginning of a review, where you are yet again introduced as son of Roy, mm-hmm. do you sometimes wish your dad had been something like a postman instead of a rock god?
he's posted a few great songs in his time. He always delivers. No, he's not a postman. and I'm glad he's not. He's a great songwriter and a great inspiration to me. I'm very proud of him. It gets a bit tedious now and again, when I'm not in the mood and the first question is, how's your dad, But people need touchstones. They need to put things in place.
Mm.
And that's a useful one for me, really.
Don't they? I'm Tony, and I'm on night shift in Huntingdon. I'm a big fan of Nick's and have followed him for years. I would like to recommend to anybody who likes a good night out that Nick is fantastic live, an excellent guitarist and showman, well worth his money. Go and see him. After all, I don't know anybody who performs better in a boat than Nick.
Oh, that's my agent, I think.
Okay. Not obsessed, there's loads of it. Saw you at Falmouth last week. What did you think to our response? Will you return, says Johnny?
Absolutely.
Good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I love travelling about meeting people and playing, you know, it's everything to me.
It's not cheap though, is it?
What?
Going on the road.
Getting to Falmouth.
Going on the road. Do you sell loads of stuff at gigs?
Not in my car. No, I sing all these songs about, you know, well, some songs about being environmentally aware and friendly, if possible. And I'm driving around in this thing which is spitting out vile pollutants, like worse than anything. It's actually dying at the moment. So I'm aiming to offload that, and then the costs will go down, hopefully, for getting to Falmouth and back.
What, your hitch?
Yeah. I thought about the bicycle tour, picking up a ukulele.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah. all right, what are you going to do now?
Well, who was it who asked for Crazy Boy?
Oh, somebody way back. I'll find out. No, Cinnamon, was it?
Cinnamon?
I think it might have been. Yeah, Cinnamon.
Okay. I was going to play Radio Science, but someone said you played that already.
Yes, I've been playing that a lot. I love it.
Well, do you want to hear the live version of that, or should I play one for Cinnamon?
Oh, I'd be selfish, wouldn't I? So go for Cinnamon.
Okay. Now, this is, Crazy Boy, isn't it?
cinema will be delighted, made up. That's Nick Harper and Crazy Boy. Sounding awesome as usual. What guitar tuning are you using?
Ooh.
A bit technical there, Jay from Bristol.
Well, starting point for the guitar is in B. My bass string is a B instead of an E. So it's baritone tuning, basically. And from there, I'm down in what would be called, from normal tuning, dadgad. But it's actually an A, and I've no idea what it's called.
It.
I made all that up, by the way.
Is it true that you only use one guitar on stage, John Morris and Kendall?
Yes.
Right.
I've only got two.
Nick's guitar playing is so unique that it never ceases to amaze. Which guitarists make him go, wow, says Paula?
Oh, loads. Well, where do I start? I suppose my all-time favourite guitarist is Django Reinhardt, who I used to... I now feel very guilty that I condemned him to nice ambient sound, and it took me a while to realise that actually his melodic invention is incredible. Mm. His technique is second to none. He did it all with two fingers. Mm. And you can hear the sheer joy of music coming out of his fingers when he plays, and it's... I love listening to him. There's the two Jimmys, of course. Jimmy Page, great soloist, very emotive soloist. Mm. And Jimi Hendrix, the ultimate...
Well, my favourite riff is from Hey Joe.
Yeah. Sometimes when you play, you lose your conscious self and you get into... like almost a trance, you know, without getting too pretentious. Ooh. And you can sort of look down and see yourself play, sort of. And I reckon that Jimi Hendrix, like, did that all the time. Mm. That's my theory, anyway. And I get it, like, I get flashes of that, you know, twice a year or something. So he's right up there. I'm a big fan of Geordie, A Killing Joke.
Uh-huh. Oh,
he's a great,
yes.
Great player. Andy Gill from Gang of Four.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Just pushing boundaries back. It's all about expression. It's not about technique or a particular style. It's all about the song and what the song's saying and how it's being expressed by the guitar player. Really.
I might play some Gang of Four later.
Why not?
I came across Nick by accident at Eastern Hays Festival earlier this year to see Hawkwind and the other psychedelic rock bands. I just happened to go into the acoustic tent in time to see Nick, knowing nothing about him or his music, and I was blown away, says Jeff. From Nottingham, and well, lots of stuff. Just can't possibly get through everything, but to remind people that you can see Nick, well, free at Kitchen Garden Cafe in York Road in King's Heath, along with various local acoustic artists. That's this Saturday, and then following that, you're at the Mac, aren't you?
Yeah.
Manchester on the 15th. At the Academy 3, The Maze in Nottingham on the 16th, York at Fibbers on the 17th, Greenock Sugar Beets 19th, Edinburgh Cabaret Voltaire 20th, Glasgow School of Art on the 21st, Brickyard Carlisle 22nd, Mr. Kipps in Poole on the 25th, turning over the page, Swindon Victoria 29th,
nearly there.
Art Theatre London 30th, and Birkenhead, just the opposite side, those tunnels.
Yeah.
Those tunnels, what your albums, Treasure Island is the new album, mm-hmm. and makes reference to those tunnels.
Yeah.
Liverpool, which people don't know about.
No, they don't.
Unless
they don't
there.
Even know about in Liverpool. Really.
Well, actually, some people don't know about them. And they're underground tunnels, aren't they, built by this philanthropist who decided to give people work.
Yeah, exactly. There's a song that quotes this as inspiration. It came as a reaction during the last general election when the politicians were slagging us Brits off, saying how mean we were and we got a change. And I thought that it wasn't quite true and that we've got a very good tradition, liberal tradition. Mm. And we're pretty tolerant liberal people on the whole, really. For instance, it's nearly 200 years since the abolition of slavery in the UK, and we were the second country in the world to do that, and probably had more to lose than most.
Mm.
Not that we should have got into slavery in the first place. And there is rumour that perhaps even Joseph Williamson himself might have been involved. But anyway, he decided to employ soldiers coming back from the Napoleonic Wars to dig these tunnels for no reason. You didn't get straight handouts in those days. You had to do something for it. So he just gave him some work. He gave him a life, really. And he did cheap housing. They went on for 40 years till he died. And the day he died, they shut it all up. And
they exist, don't they? These
they're there, miles
and
of
there
them.
There are shop fronts and all sorts. And occasionally, they open them. But they have been a secret until relatively recently. And more and more people are finding out about them. Gosh, we're running out of time. What are you going to do?
I'll do one from the album called By My Rocket Comes Fire.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is a Seven Ages of Man in 4.5 minutes.
I watched a big fight, Atkins v. Ballet. Then my hair went south, sprouted out the rest of me. And I rage as the wheels fall off, and I'm left with this spare tire. By my rocket comes an incredible fire. Now I'm an elder, ego's had his day. Now I listen to fools like me, all sway. It's still funny, just like yesterday. So I still play all night long, and I'm the last to Bedfordshire. By my rocket comes an incredible fire. Well, now the fiction and the fantasy cross the circle with reality, all the way from here to infirmity. And I hope I don't explode, but happily expire. But by my rocket comes an incredible fire. Gotta rip it up, try to keep it together. Wow! Thank you for inviting me to the party. I'm a messed up tree with a species
running Planet 3. And I hope that when I'm done, they'll say my speck of dust inspired, and that by my rocket came an incredible fire.
Fantastic. By my rocket comes fire. That is Nick Harper. It's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you very, very much indeed. And five signed copies of Treasure Island. Apologies for going to the news late as well. 88 to 91 FM, Radio 2 from the BBC.
The 1 o'clock news now. This is Charles Carroll.
The guys.
Well, the news didn't change that much between 1 and 2 minutes past one. Don't worry about it.
Thank you very much, Charles, for being so understanding, and we'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Lots of fantastic stuff coming in. Nick Harper. And yes, he is playing Cannon Hill at the Mac Centre on Saturday evening. I've just spotted a text there that says that. Right. I could ask all sorts of questions. What was he wearing in Edinburgh? He did a gig and somebody asked a question about an item of clothing that he was wearing. Not what he had under it, but what was he wearing that he may or may not have had a garment underneath. Anyway, you get my drift, I'm sure. 0500 288 291, email janice.long@bbc.co.uk, text 88 291. It's a bit of a lucky draw really, but we do have five signed copies of Treasure Island, and yes, once again, an excellent set, and I will remind you of Nick Harper dates in just a moment. He was wearing something at a gig in Edinburgh. What was it? 0500 288 291, email janice.long@bbc.co.uk, text 88 291, and somebody posed a question about that particular garment. Here's the magic numbers, take a chance. Magic numbers and take a chance, and to remind you there's Nick Harper dates because I am being pestered. Free at Kitchen Garden Cafe, York Road, Kingsheath, and that's Saturday evening at the Mac Centre in Birmingham, which is Cannon Hill Park. Academy in Manchester on the 15th, 16th, Nottingham, 17th, York, 19th, Greenock, 20th, Edinburgh, 21st, Glasgow, 22nd, Carlisle, 25th, Poole, 29th, Swindon, London on the 30th, and Birkenhead on the 16th, and that's as part of the International Guitar Festival. Probably easier to get through on the text, but stay on the phones if you want to. Manny going as fast as she can, and we're asking what item of clothing he wore at that gig in Edinburgh. Phone number is 0500 288 291, email is janice.long@bbc.co.uk, text 88 291.
The Electric Bronze
on Friday, October the 20th.
There's Water and Bridges. It's the title track of Radio 2's album of the week, which Ken Bruce will be playing another track from in about eight and a half hours. He'll be on doing his thing. We'll be announcing the winners of the Nick Harper competition shortly. Meanwhile, somebody else that I saw at the Moseley Folk Festival who'll be on this show soon is Vijay Kishore. Kishore and Vijay turning out on this show to do a live set for us, and that's on the 3rd of November, so the 2nd into the 3rd of November, just after midnight. And he is somebody that I'm very, very excited about, and Nick Harper a fan of too.
When was the last time you set out on a journey without knowing your destination? In 1973, a young and shy musician from New Jersey packed his bags and drove cross-country, ending up in Los Angeles. During his time there, he played in the biggest bands and with some of the world's greatest guitarists. But he also fell into a world of addiction. Now in his 50s, Walter Trout has taken time out from his journey to record a live session for us from the BBC's Maida Vale studios, as well as treating us to some exquisite guitar playing. He talks about his remarkable achievements. Join me, Bob Harris, for music and conversation in the company of Walter Trout. Saturday night from 10 on 88 to 91 FM, BBC Radio 2.
Embrace. Currently touring, supported by Ford. Right, we will announce the winners. Have you got those winners?
I've got them.
All right. Go on then, boys. Come on. Can't get the stuff. And by the way, once again, thank you to Donald and to Chris who worked the socks off for me. Are you going home now, boys? Jolly good. Safe journey. The winners of the competition are Steve, who is in the Channel Islands. We have... Oh, Cinnamon! Cinnamon, who had a song dedicated to you, didn't you? And you also pick up a prize as well, which is fab. We also have Sue Everett, who is in Warwickshire, Dunedin in Warwickshire. Who's this one here? Lawrence Vingo, who is in Edinburgh, and David Hallow, who is floating around on the M6. Well done, all of you. It's Pause the Thought with Becky Silver.